This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And hello to all the pups and pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal.
And I am Canes.
And I am Loki.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. I have to say that slowly each and every time. Today's subject is bathhouses, nude beaches, and public sex. So, have you experienced any of those? All? Or all of those?
All. So I have to...
He's just a whore.
I definitely have had my fair share of nude beaches and mm-hmm. public sex. Bathhouses, it's not that I don't like them. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried them, okay. but they're just not... I mean, I definitely like them. Like, okay, so like if me and Loki were to go to one and have sex in the middle of them, I would mm-hmm. definitely like that.
All right.
But I'm not going to have just some random person do anything mm-hmm. with me, if that makes sense. I have to know them yeah. more.
Right.
Because that's just a part of me. So like I have to know someone before I just start having sex with them. Mm-hmm. And some people,
and bathhouses are notorious for just random sex. I mean,
yes, most of the time there's DJs going and, you know, mm-hmm. you basically are going at it, you know, multiple mm-hmm. times.
Right.
Which yes, is very hot. Mm-hmm. but, for me personally, I have to have an actual connection with someone. I've always had that type of connection needed for yeah. it, but I have lots of experience with nude beaches and public sex.
Okay.
So, all right. So one of my favorite, are we talking about like actual experiences in this episodes or are we talking about like the overall?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh no.
Or both.
Absolutely. Let's just talk about actual experiences to start with.
Okay. Do you want to go right. through each one of these? Okay. So like public sex.
Okay, we'll talk about public sex.
Yeah, we'll talk about public sex. So, okay. I love going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
and I love doing things that are risque, basically, at the gym. Now, I've never been like thrown out of a gym, but I should be technically speaking, because of what I've done.
Have you been asked to stop?
No, I've never been asked to stop.
Okay. All
right. Like most of the time they join.
Oh, all right.
So I've come.
You're just that good.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's when you're.
I almost made Loki choke on whatever he put in his mouth when I said that.
Just probably food.
Just swallow, Loki. Just swallow.
Always goldfish. Swallow. Yeah. He's always eating goldfish. He like pulls it out of nowhere. Oh, Swedish fish. I
got a big old bag of Swedish fish. And for the ASMR people, there we go.
But
anyway, so you've done sex at a gym. I'm assuming in the locker room, not out with the weights and stuff.
Both.
Or have you done it with the weights and really?
Yep.
Okay. You've got to be a little more discreet when you're out in with the weights, right?
Correct. But, okay. you know, when you have the spotter and their dick is just kind of in your mouth, it definitely looks like it's normal.
Okay.
From a
true.
Distance.
I guess. Yeah. All right. So you've done that, huh?
Yes.
Were you the spotter or the spotty?
I was the spot. Well, the person on the bench.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Was it a person you knew?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, well, obviously, we talked about that already. You have to be somebody you know, not just Loki wants to know who now.
No, he just said.
No, I'm just making the statement that explains why he doesn't have a large amount of muscle when, you know, he's probably pushing just the bar and shoving a dick down his throat every time.
Well, I mean, you're expelling calories, so one way or the other.
Not really, not if they're fucking your throat.
Well, that's true. Okay, back to Canes. So locker room out in the gym. So what kind of gym was this? Was this like a major chain or just a private gym?
No, it's a major chain.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So it used to be 24.
Okay.
I mean, it still is. So, I mean,
it used to be 24, but it's now still 24. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's they call it 24, but it's not really 24 hours anymore. So I feel like they should change their name, to be honest.
To 18 hour fitness.
Yeah. It is 18 hours. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like a certain set amount of time that you can go there now. I'm like, I used to go there at like 3 a.m. It was great.
Well, yeah, and especially then you can have sex anywhere because there's nobody there. So
I mean, there's still people there, but by all means, there are still people there, but it's just a different crowd, I would say. Not so there's no kids.
Well, no, not at 3 a.m. I would imagine not. So
yeah.
So where else have you had sex in public?
So I've done it at nude beaches. I've done it at theme parks.
Theme parks.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. So explain.
Okay. So theme parks is more of a locker room type of situation or a bathroom. Okay. So you can do things in bathrooms or in a locker room at like a water park, for instance, that you'll never see any of those people ever again that maybe come in and like view you for a little bit and then like go away. Like you'll never see it. See them ever again. And so it's a little bit, you know, fun type of thing.
It's more exhibitionism.
Yes. Yes. Okay. There is a sense of exhibitionist to me. Mm-hmm. I like doing things when people are watching.
I do recall a very drunk Canes, I think the first year I met you at a fur con. And we were on the dance floor and you were wearing a Kegu and you literally took your dick out and put it in my hand while we were dancing.
Yep.
So on the dance floor at the FurCon. Yes. So yes, he's not ashamed, folks. He's not ashamed at all to do those kind of things. I don't know that you remember that because you were so far gone. I don't remember that. You're wearing a green Kegu of some sort. I remember that specifically.
Green Kegu.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember that Kegu. It was probably someone else's Kegu, to be honest.
It had to be someone else's. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a green Kegu, you probably stole somebody's Kegu and went around putting your dick in people's hands. You know, it's like, hi, I'm Canes. Hello. Here's my cock.
Yeah. I mean, and we've talked before this too, so it wasn't like it was just some. Well, yeah, random...
it wasn't random. No. You and I had spent several hours just chatting and talking and getting to know each other, and then that night you were wasted beyond anything I've seen, and I've seen you wasted since then, and you were not as wasted as that first time. So
there. Yeah, it depends on my mood. I'm sure at like BLFC this coming year, I probably will get a little bit, you know, more plastered because of, you know, Loki being there and, you know, being more of a, they're more of a.
Is Loki more of a person that takes care of you when you get that?
Yes. Life? Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Bitch, you're going to fend for yourself. Just saying it now.
getting it out there.
That's fine by me. That's fine.
Okay, so that's public sex. Loki, how about you? Have you done public sex? Of course you've done public sex, right? I mean, I'm assuming, but I may be assuming wrong.
Did you just call me a whore? Indirectly?
No, I just said that you've done public sex. I would never call you a whore indirectly. I would say it to your face. If I was going to call you a whore. No, I might call you a slut. Okay. Well, I mean, we're all a little slutty. He's going to leave now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
It's okay.
It's okay. So getting away from being a whore, have you done public sex? I think if you have to think about it, you haven't done it.
No, but I also, you know, just don't give a fuck.
I know you don't give a fuck. I spent an entire weekend with you. I know you don't give a fuck. So.
Fuck am I?
I don't know. ASMR people are really getting the hard on right now for us whispering into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that hard cock. Take it. Take it. God. All right. We've strayed now, but I mean, that's kind of public sex. There you go. So.
No. Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, yes. Public sex doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be other pups or people there. It just means that you've had sex in a public place.
That is very valid. What I'm stating is yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes, you have. All right.
Yes.
I mean, I have too. I've sucked dick and had my dick sucked in a park.
I fucked someone on a football field.
Nice. Okay. Well, see,
that was simple. School.
You just came up with that right away. But a few minutes ago, you're like, was I? Did I? I don't know.
And they weren't very memorable.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming there wasn't a football game going on.
No, but it was at a Catholic school when they were holding church.
Nice. Nice. I was at a pup gathering the other day, and we started, the subject came up about
speaking Catholics. Of which.
Yes.
Who did you fuck?
Nobody.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. It was such a shame.
You would have gotten better action coming down here.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, Portland pups are a little.
Probably my.
How do I say? I don't want to offend anybody, but they're very closed. They're a very closed group.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, it was supposed to be a mosh, but all it was a bunch of guys standing around talking. And they had hoods on, but nobody had any gear. I'm like, where's the mosh part? But then again, it was cold and rainy, and where they were going to have the mosh was going to be wet. So that kind of put a quote unquote damper on the situation.
When is Oregon not wet?
Right. Yes. So, but anyway, so let's get to nude beaches. We have two in Oregon that I know of. And you guys have a bunch California. I've never been to one either, but I've wanted to go. But again, the weather situation in Oregon is very, how should we say it, cold. So you don't get a lot of, get like a 6-week window for public beaches.
It's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be warm. You know, technically speaking, the colder the weather, whilst the erection may be slightly smaller, it is significantly harder in cold weather.
Really?
Because the bundling of nerves and the tighter constriction of muscle tissue.
Really? I did not know this. Well, it's like 45 degrees outside. I'm going to go outside and take my dick out, see if it gets harder. Longer.
So I know.
Sometimes I say things and Loki just like shakes his head and rolls his eyes like, oh my fucking God, this guy, I swear.
So I have gone to nude beaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go back to it. But nude beaches are different than public sex.
Right. So while you have a lot of people have sex on nude beaches.
Yes, but it technically is not allowed. So nude beaches, you're supposed to stay soft. You're not supposed to be aroused because nude beaches are all ages, and a lot of them are mixed company as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, you know, I mean, obviously there are nude beaches where it is just a, you know, gigantic orgy.
Fuckfest. Yes.
Yes. but they're like, if you were at a con, okay.
Right.
And you were at the pool, for instance, you know, it might not be the greatest idea to, you know, start fucking in the middle of the pool. It is hot, but you probably will get kicked out because there are people watching and someone probably will complain.
Well, then you're doing it wrong. If you're going to have public sex in the pool at BLFC, you need to be a little more discreet. Don't be making waves, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had my fair share of, you know, fun time in BLFC hot tubs and pools, but there is, you know, a time and place for it. Mm-hmm. And there was a specific scenario that I can recall where these two pups basically
were full on
fucking like on the pool deck.
That's a bad thing. Yeah.
And everyone could see. Mm-hmm. And they were not being discreet about it. And yeah, let's just say they were kicked out very fast.
I was going to say, how long did it take them to kick them out?
It was like 5 minutes and they were kicked out of the con and like the conference and everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that folks have had sex at BLFC in the stairwells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So... But that's
or the elevators.
The elevators.
Elevators be broke, so I mean if you're gonna be stuck in there for a few hours.
Yeah, if the elevator's broke, might as well.
Just like, hey, the elevator's broke, we're stuck here. Well, you wanna fuck? Sure, okay.
Yeah, might as well.
Like, and I know there's 20 of us in here, but you know.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
If it's all consensual, then you know.
Right. The door opens up and there's just, you know, butts and cocks everywhere.
That would be so much fun. Wouldn't it though? It would. Oh my gosh. The con staff would just be dumbfounded at what the hell just happened.
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, okay. So let's get to, how many new beaches do you have down by your area?
Well, so there's a couple that are like maybe 30 minutes away or less. But if you're talking like a couple hours, then there's a lot more.
Okay.
So like towards like Long Beach and like the SoCal side of things, there's a lot more nude beaches down there.
Okay.
And not necessarily like a nude beach is like on just a beach somewhere. Like it can be a nude beach doesn't necessarily mean it has to be like a lake. It could be a river. It can be, you know, a resort. Like there's some nude colonies there around here that basically just it's like a you ever go to like
a resort?
Yeah, it's a resort, but it's more of like like if you go to like a summer camp with like a group of people.
Yes, it was called Boy Scouts. There was a lot of sex there too.
Yeah, so like that's kind of like you're going out there to enjoy the nature, and basically they have a clothing optional resorts that you can stay in, and you know that's like.
Yeah, for the record, the Boy Scouts was never clothing optional.
No, correct.
Officially, I mean, it was never clothing optional.
Some want it to be clothing optional.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of nude beaches. It's definitely a really fun experience to go do. Maybe not necessarily the sexual part of it. For me, when I first went, it was a non-sexual thing. And it was just, I like being naked. And
were you nervous the first time you went?
Oh, 100%. Okay. I kept my underwear on.
And so then, you weren't really nude at the nude beach?
Yes, but everyone else was nude. And I mean, you can wear swimsuits if you want to.
Well, it's clothing optional.
Correct.
They never say it's nude. They always say clothing optional. So.
Correct. But eventually, once I like got soft, if that makes sense.
I was going to say, yeah, because you had your underwear on, you were sporting sporting wood as soon as you got there.
I was definitely sporting wood the whole time because, again, exhibition is one of my turn-ons.
One of your kinks, yes.
I like being naked in front of people. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to stay soft at a nude beach after the first time. And then basically I love going whenever I have a group of people that want to go.
How did you learn to stay soft? Teach me this skill, Obi-Wan.
Loki's way better at it than I, but because like they can be playing with me and I'll get hard. Anyone that starts touching my dick it's gonna get hard. Okay. Loki can literally sit there and not get hard even though you're like sucking them off.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. If someone is giving me a blowjob, I don't have the capability of just saying, nope, you're not getting hard.
Okay.
And then he's like, okay, now I'm going to allow it to get hard. And he gets hard. It's like,
wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's a very good skill, I guess.
It can be. Sure. But with his brattiness, it can be
a problem.
A problem. Not mm-hmm. so much fun.
Right.
But
so
nude beaches are fun.
Yeah. It's like I said, in Oregon, we have two that I know of. We have one up in Portland called, Savvy Island. And then there's another one down. There's one on a river down in Eugene. That's the only two I know of. But so let's jump. I want to jump back to public sex for a minute. So there's an app, not an app so much as a, it's a website called Sniffies. Have you heard of Sniffies?
I have not, but that sounds interesting.
It's a web-based hookup app for guys, and everybody posts the various places to have public sex around your area.
Oh.
So you can, you know, you can connect with individual guys, or you can go to the various places to find the public sex places. Keynes is looking it up right now.
Yes, I am.
Sniffies.com. Yep. So it's interesting because, you know, I've got that and I look at it and it's just like, okay, if you go to the Macy's downtown to the second stall in the second floor bathroom and you take off the seat protector thing, there's a glory hole. So all that stuff is on the Sniffies app for what's a good place to go and do public sex stuff. It's very, very, very interesting. So sniffies.com, if you want to send us some money for plugging your app, your website. Oh, are you looking at it right now, Keynes?
I am. Holy crap. Oh, there's people all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, man. This is a whole rabbit hole. I shouldn't be on this.
So let's jump to bathhouses.
Okay.
So we have two in Portland now. We had one, and now we have two. And I've been to one of them. Now, bathhouses is a unique kind of a thing for gays. I have to say I've never seen or heard of a female going to a bathhouse, although they always say that they're all inclusive, but for the most part it's just guys. Could you get off Sniffies for a minute and talk to me?
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted.
You are a pup. You got distracted by something shiny all of a sudden. It's like,
Man, this is okay. I'm just gonna have to minimize this real quick. It's already saved to my favorites. So
of course it is. Of course it is.
So I'm gonna be looking at that later.
So bathhouses are interesting because a lot of them cater to the random sex thing.
Yes.
And you know, the first time I went, I was very nervous, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go. I've heard about this. I've heard about it. I've heard about it. I've heard about it. People talk about it. And I never went. And it's like, so I went.
That's what I was,
you know,
that's basically like me. Like I went to it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Steamworks, and, Steamworks is in, it's like a Oakland area.
Right. Okay.
So I went, I was like, it's okay. Like there's lots of eye candy,
mm-hmm.
but you know, will I do anything? Probably not. Probably just going to sit there and watch or, you know, enjoy my sauna or, you know, my hot tub,
mm-hmm.
Type of thing. And just kind of casually sit there and then relax and then leave. Like, I'm not going to,
yeah.
It was just a different feeling for me. Like, so like the gym, I can go to the gym and mm-hmm. not have any like sexual encounters happen if mm-hmm. I didn't want that. I could obviously pull out my dick in the steam room and start jerking it and people would probably join. Like actually,
fair enough.
That has happened multiple times.
Okay.
But like when
I want to back up a second. So you go to the steam room, you're just like sitting there and you all of a sudden think, you know what? I'm just going to jack it.
Yeah.
Or do you go in with the intention of doing that? Or does it come to you later?
It depends.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But like, so like, something that's very interesting when you're talking about a gym, and going to it, when you're working out, and when you're done working out, you're more sexually driven.
Okay.
I guess it's your heart rate. Your libido is just like really, really high at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so
plus the fact you've been around guys that are releasing pheromones the whole time while they're working out and sweating. And if you're into sweat and stuff like that, that's going to drop your libido up.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Pretty much. And so the steam room is one of those places where most people are literally only wearing a towel and, mm-hmm. It's very easy to just slip it out.
Mm-hmm.
I, a lot of times will just go in underwear. So okay. I will take the underwear that I am wearing, that I'm working out in, and I'm just be like, you know what? These are just going to get really wet now mm-hmm. at this point with sweat. Mm-hmm. And I usually will go in there, but sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm just going to take them off. I sit there fully nude, no towel or anything, and I'll put the little my little boxers like on top, and then just mm-hmm. be like, I'm just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I'm hard when I do that, and so it usually gets involved of, you know, jerking it or someone sees. And mm-hmm. it's usually like an eye contact type of thing mm-hmm. that happens. And then like I'll go in the shower and then leave the door open.
Ah.
And that's the
invitation for them to come in with you.
Correct. Let's and see. They usually will follow suit.
Hmm. Or suitless,
as yes. it were. Very, mm-hmm. very suitless. But I haven't done this since COVID. So COVID basically like put a stop to all of that. So it's been, I want to do it, but I'm mm-hmm. with COVID and monkeypox around, yeah. I just haven't really wanted to do any of that.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I mean, you know, I'm triple vaxxed and monkeypox vaxxed and, all that good stuff. But, yeah, I was supposed to go to a bathhouse last night and that kind of fell through. So like, cause going by yourself is one thing, but going with somebody that you know is so much better.
Yeah. And that's basically, I've only gone with other people, mm-hmm. to said bathhouses or mm-hmm. like public beaches or, you know, I've only gone with people. By yourself might not be, I mean, you could go to a nude beach by yourself. You can go to a bathhouse by yourself, but mm-hmm. it's, you just got to be in the know-abouts of, okay, there are people here that are going to want to fuck me, or
mm-hmm.
there are here people that are going to want to give me a blowjob or they receive a blowjob. And you have to, and there, a lot of times there's alcohol involved. So you have to be kind of like to the point of no.
In Oregon, the bathhouses can't serve alcohol and you can't come in physically drunk or stoned.
Yeah, it doesn't stop people.
No, but it, for the most part, it keeps it kind of on the low key.
Yeah.
I mean, the time I was there, I don't think I saw anybody drinking or could tell that anybody was drunk or stoned. So I do like the fact that a lot of them have themed areas within the bathhouses.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've got certain kinks that you like, you know, like the whole felon thing, you know, there's a whole, the one place has a whole, what they call the cell block on one part of it, which is all the jail cells. And you can dress up as the jailer. And then they have a torture chamber area where they've got all the torture tools and whips and the St. Andrew's cross and all that kind of stuff to put people on and whip them and spank them and whatnot. And then, of course, the time I went, one guy showed up, he put his little harness on, climbed into the fuck harness in the one room, and there was just a line of one after the other. And I was like, wow, that is, wow.
So it can be very, very overwhelming for someone that's not used to that.
Right.
To go into that atmosphere. And that, yeah, this is why, like, going with someone for your first time is probably the best bet. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know anyone that will go with you, then, you know, obviously try to find someone like that you're comfortable with going
right.
to would be the benefit. Or yeah, you can go by yourself, but prepared to say no to a lot of people.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I learned early on, if you don't make eye contact, that's a no.
Correct. Yes. So there's a key to it.
There's a key. And, you know, and I'm of an older generation, so to speak. And so there was, I'm not that attractive to a lot of guys anymore. So, you know, there was
lies.
So, and I went there about like 8:30 in the evening. So it was not as full as it could have been. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, peak hours are usually like 11 to like right. midnight.
Yeah.
Usually about like where everyone starts showing up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I was talking to the guy that's at the front desk and he's like, yeah, you know, from like 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the guys that come in that want to do the steam sauna. They want to do the hot tub. You know, they're not all that's all they're there for. Is that and not the other stuff. You know, if it happens to them, they're usually okay with it, but that's what they're there for. Yeah. You know, after 11, that's when it gets a little come all over the floor type thing. You know, be careful where you be careful where you're walking. Cause you might step in somebody's jizz. But you might like that. So who knows, you know, that's a thing. Loki, you've been very silent. Have you done any of these type things? Public sex, nude beaches, bathhouses? I mean, I know you did public sex, but how about the other two?
No, I haven't.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We don't have nude beaches where I'm from, or clothing optional areas, or, you know, bathhouse. Well, we have a bathhouse, but like at the same time, that was pretty much only for, you know, like state officials to go and use. So
okay, that's an interest. State officials. Okay. Huh. Hmm. Okay. I'm trying to picture state officials going to a bathhouse. It's like, hello, Mr. Governor. Well, can I suck your dick?
Like, well, no, because it's not a bathhouse Senator. Like that.
Oh. It's like the old Roman bathhouse. Well, those were very sexual also. But I mean, you're just talking an actual like bathhouse where they have showers and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it okay. had, so where I grew up, there was hot springs,
okay.
Like natural hot springs.
Oh, yeah.
And, right. Yeah, they didn't really use them anymore.
Hmm. Okay.
It was more like a historical point than anything. They weren't really used.
Huh. All right. Fair enough. That reminds me, we do have a couple of hot springs in Oregon that are clothing optional as well. Yeah.
Those
I encountered that when I was 16. I was actually on a hike with some friends And we walked into this area and little tiny sign on the post about maybe 6 inches by 4 inches that said clothing optional, hot springs. And we're like, what does that mean? We walked around the corner and, oh, wow, look at that. Lots of fat, ugly hippies in a hot tub. It was not exciting at all. So.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because the first time I went to a nude beach, I was not expecting the older gentleman to, you know, just be all out.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to keep my eyes to your up top. I'm just going to look at your head. Not that head, the head up on your shoulders. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Me being 18, I was just like, this is a thing.
Well, and you were 18, so you could have touched if you wanted.
Yeah, I was scared to.
Oh, well, yes.
That was a different life.
Yeah. Well, and I just always found it funny when you go to the various nude beaches that are all age and you see, you know, mom and dad and, you know,
the three kids
yeah. All buck ass naked running around. It's like, okay.
Yep. That's a thing. Yep. Okay.
Nope. Yep. Nope.
Not
nope,
looking nope, that
nope,
way.
Nope. Yep.
Nope. Not at all. Nope. 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 Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go over here and
somewhere else.
Look away
right.
from you. Never exactly. to see you again.
Right.
Cause like that's the thing that like nude beaches. Yeah. It's supposed to be all ages, but I feel so like for me, I feel like there's a time and place for it.
Right. Yeah.
If your kid likes to be naked, let them do that at home. Nude beaches, probably not the best place.
Right. I mean, it's my opinion. It should be 18 and up, but I guess
the naturalist
community gets a little up in arms when they do that. So,
yeah. I feel like it should be because there are so many predatorial things that could happen with that. So yeah, it's definitely one of those like hard subjects, but,
right. So what was your best experience in a bathhouse, nude beach or public sex?
Ooh, that's tough.
Or one of your best, something that stands out in your memory.
So I have this one friend, and the fact that I'm saying this, he'll know, but no one else will know.
Of course.
But we went to a water park, and his boyfriend decided to make him wear a white Speedo.
Okay.
And, you know, going to a public park in just a Speedo usually, you know, makes people look.
Unless you're German.
Yes, unless you're, you know,
because the Germans, oh my God, they, you know,
that's all they wear.
That's all they wear. I mean, it's like, wow, okay, yeah.
Yes. So, but what was interesting was his mate basically locked him in a cage.
Ah, okay.
For that, and so you could literally see the cobra cage.
Okay. Nice.
Inside, I don't think it was a cobra cage. I think it was a holy trainer. But you could literally see the black metal, like. Mm-hmm. And the black plastic, like, in the bathing suit. And yeah, he walked around like that all day with it wet. And I was just like, that's really hot. It's really hot.
So it was a visual thing for you. I mean, it probably just made you hard the whole time, too.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
But we definitely, you know, did things. You know, Lazy River was really, really fun. Because you can literally float in the little tube thingies.
Right.
But things can happen underneath that are, you know, that no one can see.
Okay.
So it's definitely a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. make little swimmers swim everywhere, though.
No. You swallow those.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Loki, how about you? Any fun, good experiences in a public area? No, nothing. Okay. No. Shaking his head. No. Okay. How about bad experiences?
Ooh.
I mean, there's got to be something where you're like, never again. That was the worst thing ever.
I mean, there was one time that I did do a grinder thing, and he was like, oh yeah, you know, I just want to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, let's go for a hike. And basically this was when I was really young, like when I first started doing the whole grinder thing,
mm-hmm.
Years and years ago. But, basically he was like, yeah, you know, I have a girlfriend. I'm just, you know, really wanting to talk and hang out. And, I was like, oh, you know, cool. I'll, you know, hang out with you and we'll talk and see where it goes. You know, I'd mm-hmm. love to, you know, anyways, it was literally just, he wanted to suck my dick and then leave. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
why did you just say that up front, dude?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not comfortable with you doing that. I mean, this was before I found out that I'm really into that. But
kind of goes back to our last episode of being pressured to do something you don't want to do.
Yes. But yeah. It was like, I was like, you know, I'm just not really feeling comfortable doing this. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just going to say no and kind of never talk to him ever again. But yeah. It was just one of those weird things that happened. I was like, did this really just happen? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I was like 20 at that time. So like,
okay. This was
13 years ago.
Wow. All right. Loki, how about you? Any bad experiences? No, he's got no good experiences. No bad experiences.
He just doesn't really have that many experiences with this topic, but we should change that though. I want to change that with them.
Yeah. Change it. Huh. Change it. They're having a side conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. This always happens.
So, yeah. You know, and Grindr is notorious for the public sex type stuff. I mean,
yes.
And sniffies too. But yeah, it's kind of an off the subject. Bad Grindr hookups seem to be more than good Grindr hookups.
I mean, yes. I couldn't tell you how many times I'm just like, yeah, this is not going to work out. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. They show up and you're like, nope.
So my roommate has this doormat.
Okay.
That says, come back when you look like your Grindr profile.
Okay. Nice.
And I was just like, yeah. That's very true. Because I've met so many people. I'm like, how old is that photo that you have in your profile?
Right. Yeah.
Or sending a dick pic that literally is like, you know, 10 years old. I'm like,
Yeah. 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 You always love it when they send you a pic and they show up and there's like 8 tattoos that weren't on their picture.
Yeah.
And you know that those tattoos have been there for a while because they're not fresh. And you're like, yeah, dude, you got to update your pictures, dude, because it's false advertising.
So. Yeah, for real.
Anyway, I think we should bring this episode to a close.
Or when people use fake photos. That's probably like my least favorite, when people use like a fake profile or fake identity to like talk to you, and then you'll meet and they'll be like, oh yeah, that was someone else. And I'm like,
right. Why?
Yeah. Okay. Why? What was the point? I don't really want to talk to you now.
Right. Well, and there's another trend on Grindr going on where I get these messages from Asian guys, and it says they're, you know, 5 miles away. And it's like, no, you're not. Because A, that's a stock picture. And it's always the same message from all of them. It's like, hi, how are you? I am. Yeah. It's like, no, you're a bot. It's like,
yep. And I love messing with the bots though, because when you tell them that they are a bot, yeah. They get like aggressively, like not aggressive. It's weird.
Right. They get passive aggressive.
Yes. Yeah. They get a passive aggressiveness to them. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, calm down, yeah. buddy. Like, I'm just asking if you're a bot. And
right.
they get so heated for it. It's like, wow, you're obviously a computer.
Obviously. Yeah. It's like, or you send a message back and they give you a message that's totally off subject. And you're like, okay, yep. clearly you're a bot because I asked you where you're from and you said the weather was nice. It's like, no, that's not, it's not what I asked, dude. It's not what I asked. So,
yep. It's so I explained it to someone, like this. I said, you're going to, cause they were brand new to Grindr. And,
Grindr like, virgins. Yay.
Yes. Grindr virgins. Mm-hmm. And, I said, you're going to probably talk to like 500 people and maybe find one person that's actually good and actually has a good conversation with you and mm-hmm. might have a friendship with that person.
Right.
But you have yeah. to weed through the 500 of them first.
Sure. Sure. It's like casting a wide net.
yeah.
You know, occasionally you'll find somebody, you'll catch somebody, but most of the time it's just, you know, or you're in the middle of chatting with them and all of a sudden the profile is deleted. It's like, well, clearly you were done. So, all right, thanks. You know, so anyway, well, I'm going to bring Loki. Do you have something to say? No? Okay. All right. We're going to bring this to a close. You've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Even though we really didn't talk about puppies this episode, we talked more about consensual sexual kinks and doing things like that. I mean,
this all goes for puppies too.
It all goes for puppies too. I mean, puppies are involved in all of this stuff. So I've been Barely Normal.
And I've been Canes.
And I've been Loki.
And he's been Loki. Yes, he has been. And we will we will see you or hear you, or you will hear us on our next episode, which will be eSTEM. Oh, and by the way, everybody.
Oh, yes.
By the way, everybody, in 2 weeks when this episode's dropped, it's Christmas. So if you have any really fun things that you want to buy for your puppy or Christmas type stuff that you want to talk about on our Telegram chat about what to buy for your pup, how to take care of your pup at Christmas time, feel free to do so. And next week on Christmas Day, tune in and listen to all about eSTEM.
That will be fun.
Merry Christmas.
eSTEM.
eSTEM under the Christmas tree. All right. Bye, folks. Bark, bark.
Bark, bark.